And she was there with Mary Day, you know, just watching me going by, and I didn't know what the heck was going on. And she was there looking at me, you know, day by day.
And you went to the
a hospital.
Where?
Well, they took me to Church Point. They gave me a shot, and they transferred me to Lafayette Charity. And I went down on Thursday afternoon. And I remember when I got in there. And they started giving me IV right away. And after that, I don't remember too much what was going on. I guess what it was, I remember some of the things. I guess the bad things I didn't want to remember. With the medicine and everything, I just put it out of my mind because I didn't want to remember it. And first, my heart was concerned. The doctor told me it was one of the worst ones he ever seen. He was about 35, 36 years old. And he said, he had never seen nothing like that since he'd been a doctor. And just for the heart trouble, it wasn't bad. With all the complications I had afterwards, I had a lung that collapsed. And I had pneumonia. And well, I finally, they start to kind of bring my lung back. They had a, what they call a pipe. I don't know what the heck it is, but they make you, it blows. You got to inhale, and it blows your lung up. And you got to do it about 4 times a day for about 15 minutes. They would put some fluid in there, and the fluid would get in there and kind of blow it up. And right after that, they kind of cleared some of that up. My stomach went bad on me. Got all else ready to, they had to pump it out. They got that halfway straight, then my bladder got infected. That's so funny, I said, well. But the doctor didn't worry about that there. They was more worried about my heart than anything, eh? That's so funny, but this wasn't my time to go, I came through it. The doctor don't understand, he said. I went back for my checkup, he said. I don't understand, he said. From what you come through, he said, you shouldn't be strong as you is.
What's your schedule now? I mean, do you get a typical day?
I can go walk like from here to the mailbox, to the end of the little road, and come back. I can ride a little piece, I can't go forward. I just started riding Friday, because they wouldn't let me ride. And I can't tie myself at all. I got at least lay down twice a day. And he told me to be sure and don't tie myself.
Oh, Friday was when I took you out to shoot. I shouldn't have taken you out there.
Well, no, I went Thursday for my checkup. That's when he told me I could start riding.
Yeah, well, that's your wife's permission. I don't think I should have taken you out there.
Well, right, that little piece right there, she didn't mind. I'd been closed up for, well, it was 7 weeks I hadn't been out.
Yeah.
And after all the complications and everything.
You've been just late. You've been in bed? You've been.
Well, I stayed out.
For the first few weeks, you just.
Well, I was in the hospital for 25 days.
You just lay.
They started letting me get up about a week before. All I could do is get up and go to the bathroom. That's as far as I could go. And come back and get in bed. And I just could go when I needed the bathroom. I couldn't get up and walk around.
That was the far use you could go?
Yeah. That was about the 4 weeks I was in. Because the 2 first weeks, I don't remember nothing. They had me in intensive care about for 10 days. And I wanted to get out of there. They took me out. I found out I was better off in there. Because I had more, to give me more privileges in there. I got that or they want to give me dollars. I should have stayed where I was. And then when I came home, I couldn't even go outside for a week. I had to stay in the house and just walk around a little bit in the house. So it's going to be a month. Wednesday.
What time do you get up?
I usually get up pretty early. I get up sometimes 6, 6:30. And I'll sit around the house till about 10 o'clock, then I go lay down. Sometimes I sleep, sometimes I don't. I usually go to bed pretty early at night, though.
Okay, well, if you have some time tomorrow, you could sit and talk with me. I'd sure appreciate it.
Okay, if you come back around about 2, I'll be here.
Okay, thank you. Well, I enjoyed talking with you.
Okay.